Hello, everybody. I know you guys usually see Kelda with her Diva Talk, the podcast live, but today we're having some technical difficulties with Kelda's page, so we're going to see if she's able to join my live, and we can do the show that way. But until then, how are you? Please be sure to drop down in the comments below if you're watching this on the replay, how you're doing, where you're from, and, you know, let's just get into it. Once Kelda joins the room, we will start, and then we'll give it a moment for some of her followers to join in, and then we'll superly start, okay, guys? All right.
Hey, darling.
It works that way.
It works this way. Right, right. Oh, my God. Like, because, you know, we haven't went live in a while. And so, yeah, I just tried it earlier and it gave me all that. And I think it was because the previous conversation we had about COVID, because I got a message last week saying that they removed some content, and now I'm starting to realize it was about COVID.
Oh, wow. It must have been that one that was real serious. I remember that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yep. I was like, I don't think we should be talking.
Right, right. We went too deep into it. Yeah.
Dang. Well, hopefully they give you back your page or your privileges to go live next week or so.
That's what I'm saying, because, you know, we got to do this right. You feel me? Right.
You and these filters. Which one is that?
I know, huh? I'm a cat today.
You always be finding the good ones.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe it's the iPhone feature. I don't know. But shoot. Look, I'll take this one. It's a nice one.
Right. You got the gray eyes.
Like a cat, baby. Woo. Nisha is supposed to be joining us. That's our guest. She can't stay for long because she has to get up in the morning. I don't know how to invite from here. I don't think I can.
If you hit the little arrow that's on your right hand corner.
Oh, okay. I could send it to her. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or you can even type in her at name in the comments. And then...
Okay. Diamond know everything about social media.
I don't know everything, just a little bit.
Look, I didn't even know that.
Just a little bit, guys. I don't know too much of nothing. I'm just learning to work, y'all.
What's up, Chef Ooh-wee? Chef Ooh-wee! Shoot, we still gotta come get some of that macaroni, shoot. Oh, there goes Nisha.
Right? So Kelly, we gotta figure that out when we gonna go.
Heck yeah! Look, I'm ready to go as soon as possible. Shoot, I stay hungry.
You know, let's set that up. Hey, Nisha girl.
Hey, Nisha. We're trying to log you in. Yeah, there we go.
Hey, how's your day coming along? Oh, hold on. Let me switch it around. So you're looking at not my curtains in my bed. Oh, right. There you guys are. How's your day coming along?
What's up, Nisha? It's going great. How are you?
Wow, you look beautiful. Look, you're all like made up and stuff at nighttime. This is great. You guys look beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, you look beautiful. And it's nice meeting you. Thank you guys for having me on. You guys are freaking awesome.
Yes. Awesome, Nisha, this is my girl, Diamond. Diamond, this is Nisha. Yeah, I'm sure you guys probably know a lot of
stuff. Thank you.
So, yes, Nisha, welcome to Diva Talk Podcast. Sorry about the troubles we were having earlier. You know, something's going on with my account. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's a BS right there, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm like, y'all messing up my marketing. Hold on. Shoot.
Well, you know what, that just means that you're doing too good. So something, the universe is like, this girl's doing too damn good. I gotta mess her up real quick.
Oh boy. Yeah, well, you know, we're online now, so I guess that's all that matters. Nisha, I wanted to properly introduce you. You are an author, you're a writer.
Yes.
What else?
I'm an actress and plus size model as well.
Okay.
So I'm doing Yes, I'm actually in a sitcom of A Clown in the Prayer Closet on Roku right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it's wonderful. Download the Edit TV app and you'll be able to see me. I play as Evangelist Billie Ann.
Okay. And what's the name of that app again?
It's the Edit TV app. So it's ETTA and then TV. So if you go to like your Apple Play Store or your Android, it's Android Play Store or something like that, then you could download that app and then you'll be able to see everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. Check that out. And,
thank you, guys.
Yeah, how did you land that role? Because I've seen you at a few auditions before or whatever, and I was like, okay, yeah, she can act. And actually, you were on my show a while back, Diva Talk Tonight, and you promoted one of your books.
Yeah, that was so fun. Yes, that was so fun. I actually ended up getting the role because Lisa Bryant Smith, she's actually the director. So I've worked with her on a lot of other things. So, you know, when this came up, she was like, you know, this is the perfect role for you. So that's actually how I ended up getting casted, because I worked with her before on A Raisin in the Sun, which is coming back. I played as Benita in A Raisin in the Sun. And so, you know, because of my work ethic, and it was just the perfect part for me, that's how I kind of got a part of this wonderful cast.
Nice.
Amazing. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. What episode are you guys on?
Right now we're filming episode 3 on Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay. But we could still find the content by visiting Edit TV app. We could find the past 2 episodes.
Oh yes, you can find the past 2 episodes. They're really juicy too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me or tell us how you got started with writing and becoming an author.
So basically, I've been writing kind of all my life, but I became serious about it back in 2016 is when I published my first book. It was Miss Carmel, which I'm going to be re-releasing pretty soon. And that book actually, it took me like almost 5 years to write that book, just because, you know, I went through a lot of homelessness and stuff like that. And so after I published that, then it was just like my creative juices. Oh, are you okay over there?
Yeah.
I was like, I want to make sure you didn't fall.
You got her creative juices going.
Right.
Well, thank you. After that, it was just book after book after that. Like my last book I released was Porn Queens, and I'm working on another one right now. And it's just, I just enjoy it so much. Like, I love to live in my urban fiction world.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Have you ever thought about making a film out of any of your stories?
Oh, yes, definitely. I would love to, you know, that's the next thing I want to venture into. Possibly screenwriting. I don't really know, though. You know, basically, I want to focus more like on authoring. But I would love to, you know, I could definitely see my stuff coming to life on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially my Confessions of a Call Center Vixen trilogy.
Yes. You tell us about that. I know you discussed it before on Diva Talk. But yeah, let's talk about it here on the podcast.
Oh, yes. So The Confessions of a Call Center Vixen, it's a trilogy. So it's a 3-book series, and it's about 4 women that work in a call center and all the drama that surrounds it. So the 3 books follows like Naima, and there is a girl named Alexis who's her best friend who's completely psycho and crazy. So it's, you know, it definitely, you know, it takes place at a call center, which, you know, I was inspired because I used to work at a call center a while ago. So, you know, I took that time to kind of write a book about it. And then I just did my recent book, Porn Queens. Not that I'm a porn star or anything, but that's my most recent one. Yeah, I'm like, I just thought this stuff up.
Wow. And so, and what's that one, porn star? What did you say it was called?
The Porn Queens. That one's available on Amazon right now. Okay. Yes.
And what's that about?
Thank you so much. So the Porn Queens is about a porn studio that's in Los Angeles, and it's ran by an interracial couple, a white man and a black woman, but they don't have a traditional marriage. Like, they don't sleep together anymore because the woman is just worried about like money and just keeping the porn studio running. And so basically it follows the lives of the porn stars that work for them. And it also follows her trying to keep the business afloat. So that's basically what that's about. But it's an erotica, so it has a lot of sex scenes, like a whole lot of sex scenes in it. So yeah, definitely. I've had somebody tell me that, hey, they masturbated while they was reading my book, and it made me feel good because I was like, well, that's kind of what I was going for this book. You know what I mean? I want you to masturbate while you're reading the book.
Right. Crazy. I have to watch actual porn to do that. I like for me to.
Yeah, you did. You said you gotta watch that.
Oh, that word.
But so you can't get off on the
right.
Like, right. I don't know. Let me try it. But you gotta like picture it, huh?
Yeah, I gotta picture it. I gotta see it. You know what I mean? I gotta see it. If you're talking about, you know, when he flips about his fingers and does this and that, I'm like, okay, he's not here doing it now. So
what about you, Diamond? Do you have to watch the porn, or can you read the book and masturbate?
Oh, I can read the book. I can get it.
You can read the book.
You know, you already know what it is. So once you're reading it word by word, and most authors, I haven't read any of yours, but most authors who are into the erotic scene, they have very, very descriptive, like, they dive into, like, the liquids, how it felt, and, you know, and it goes in.
Yeah.
You can kind of get a feel of, like, you know, your heart racing and wanting to, you know, fondle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. It's just great. It just takes you there.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That is
awesome. And what inspired you to come up with this?
Well, so basically, this is like my first real like erotica, because everything else was like urban fiction. And so I was like, I knew for a long time that I wanted to do a porn book. I just wanted to do something so like nasty and just sexual. And I want it to feel like you're literally like having sex right then and there. You know what I mean? So that's kind of, you know, that's what made me, I was like, okay. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, I want to do something like a little bit different as far as, you know, writing about an actual porn industry. So I was like, and honestly, I did some research, because before I actually like write a book, I do a lot of research, and a lot of the stuff that I was reading is, you know, stuff that actually happens in the life of porn. You know what I mean? It even touches a little bit on the human trafficking. And I said that this Porn Queens book is not going to be a series, but there's going to be a bunch of spinoffs regarding this. And it's going to go into a human trafficking story that I'm actually going to start writing.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That is big. Hey,
I'm ready for the movie, show.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys are so awesome. Yeah. Oh,
we have a question.
Oh, it looks like somebody is asking me a question.
How was the journey to publishing your book?
It was actually, for me, it was easy because I'm self-published. I'm a self-published author, so I do everything on Amazon myself, which, you know, I don't know. There's pros and cons to doing it yourself. It's just because when you do it yourself, you're kind of, everything is kind of on you. But then at the same time, too, because writing isn't like my primary everything that I do, it's better because I'm on my own timeline and not someone else's. So I crank out a book like when I want to, and I can still focus on other things. But it's, you know, I enjoy it better. Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
as an up and coming author that's out there, what advice would you give to them outside of what you just gave?
Oh yeah, definitely. So basically I would say definitely like promotion, getting yourself out there is the most important thing. Let everybody know that you run into like that. Hey, I'm an author, you know, check me out. Don't be shy. Like, you know, definitely in this industry, you can't be shy. You have to just kind of put yourself out there and be like, hey, this is what I do. This is what I write. Because especially when you're self-published, you have to push yourself because you don't have anyone like pushing you or putting yourself out there. So it's you, you know? So I would definitely say, make sure that you promote, you know what I mean? I don't care where you're at. Even if you're like at a bakery, you're like, hey, you know, you're in a conversation. Hey, I wrote a book. You know what I mean? It's on Amazon, you know, something simple like that. Cause people won't know. And then the word of mouth gets around, and it actually works. I'll tell you like what happened. Like when I was going to Florida, this was back in July. And I actually always, my best friend Donna had this idea of always wearing a t-shirt with your books on it. So I had my t-shirt on, and we were waiting to get on the plane. And this lady, she was like, oh, she said, is that your favorite author too? And I was like, oh, I am the author. She was like, no way. She said, my best friend read all of your books. And I'm like, what? I felt like a celebrity. I was like, oh, wow, this is great. Like, you know, so it's really working. And this was somebody that was all the way in another state that I never met. So people are reading my books, you know what I mean? And people are really, you know, enjoying them and stuff like that. So it works.
That's amazing.
That is big.
It was. I was like, wow, that's great. It's more than just my family read my books. Hey.
Can you by chance real quick run a list of what the books are that you wrote?
Sure, absolutely. So Miss Carmel, that's my very first one that's going to be re-released in December. I have Confessions of a Call Center Vixen 1-3. And then I have Lesbian Love is the Trillis. My Baby Mama is a Thought. And I have Porn Queens. And right now I'm working on Functional, but In Love with the Cocaine. That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
And that's going to be a trilogy. That's going to be 3 books in the series. I'm almost done with that one, too.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Go, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not doing any playing around at all right now.
Girl, I think my twin had read your Confessions of a Call Girl.
Oh, really?
Because I remember her saying something about that one. But...
Oh, tell her I said thank you for the support.
Right? I'm a letter and I'm like, I'm not the author. She's going to be so juiced.
Thank you so much. And, you know, when you have time, you know, I would love to give you a signed copy. You know, I would love to give you guys both a signed copy just for, like, meeting with me today. And I really appreciate this. This is great.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Cool. All right.
Well, and congratulations on your hat, on your berets. I'm looking forward to modeling those.
Yes. November 14th. You know what I'm saying? If you guys have been signed up on the sheet that I choose, then y'all gonna miss out. So.
Hell yeah, it's going down. I'm excited.
Right? How do we sign up, Kelda?
Yes. Go on my... Oh, I'm sorry. Go on the Wear Tinks website. WEARTINKS.com, and you'll see the sign up form, and we just ask you a couple questions, your name, you know, where you're from, whatever, and a couple pictures. You guys submit that and show up on November 14th, and you guys will get your very own Tinks beret. And
yay, I submitted mine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to have so much fun, you guys. You know, girl power, all that stuff.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yes. So, Nisha, before you go, we'd like to just, you know, get into a couple topics and get your opinion on some things. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Diamond, you want to do it or did...
You can go ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, you always do better. All right. Well... All right, so our first topic is about Alec Baldwin. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. was practicing with his gun on set, and he accidentally shot a crew member.
Yeah,
he died later at the hospital, and it was really sad. It was really, really sad. I just read a blog a minute ago before I hopped on here with you guys. And, like, her dad actually forgave Alec. And he said, you know, it was an accident.
Oh, her dad forgave him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So what do you guys think about
That's hard. That's hard. I feel like, you know, for me, even though it's an accident, like, that's still my child. So, you know, I think that's a really big thing that, you know, that he forgave him and everything. But I know I feel bad for Alec, too, because I know it must be, like, a lot of guilt. I know if it was me and that happened, I'll feel so guilty. But on the other hand, I was like, that the whole thing just sounds so weird to me. I mean, I know it's definitely going to be investigated. Whoever was supposed to check the gun. That's, I don't know, that's odd. I was like, I had so many questions because I was like, it wasn't even one person, it was two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that got shot. So, yeah. So I was like, how did, right? I was like, and I didn't know how that happened because I was like, I know that he was in the movie. And I was like, well, you know, I could see where, at first I thought it was just like he was like shooting people in the movie. But I was like, how does people that's not even in the movie end up getting shot? That's what I didn't understand.
So
they were like behind the scene.
And his assistant.
Uh-huh.
So they're behind the camera, and I'm assuming that whatever, you know, scene this was, from what I read, the person who deals with the props is the person who handed Alec the gun. And for that scene, it was obviously a gun in hand, so he had the gun and he's facing, pointing it towards the camera.
Yeah.
In that moment, it goes off. And it's supposed to be a prop gun, so it probably wasn't supposed to fire. It probably just supposed to click.
Yeah.
And that was it, you know, just for the scene. But instead, it shot. And so it sounded like it shot her, and the backfire is what shot the director, which is why he...
Yeah.
And she had to pass away from that in those injuries.
That's so unfortunate.
It is, but it's one of those Halloween.
Right.
It's one of those Hollywood like things, you know. You hear about like how who else Bruce died Lee. On the set while they were
I was just gonna say I heard Bruce Lee died too. So it doesn't sound like this is an isolated incident, and it's really scary to know, especially because we're actresses too. So it's really scary to know that something like that could really actually happen. Like it kind of, it really hits home.
His son. It was his son.
Brandon.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, he was on set, and same thing happened to him. So they're comparing it to this situation now. Although back then people were saying other things like, you know, it was planned or whatever. But you know, obviously in this situation it was an accident. I don't know about that. Really?
I always think it was when something like this happens, I always feel like it's suspect, because again, like even like the prop person, something is wrong, because who's supposed to check that gun? How did the gun go out like that with real bullets? Like something just don't seem right. I don't know. Yeah. But maybe it's the investigator type person in me, but I'm like, something just don't seem right. It's just weird. It's too weird.
But if they were setting him up, why is someone trying to frame him, you know, or
I don't know.
It's one of those Hollywood things. politics to be like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Look, I was like, if we talk about it too much, are we going to be next?
Look, I got to go.
I was like, hey, I wasn't saying anything.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Right. All this is alleged to me.
No, but you know what, though? It's like, just like in politics and stuff like that, you know, things happen when people do too much of this. You know, not saying that's the case in this situation, but, you know.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it's unfortunate that happened, but.
It is.
That's just some crazy shit. Like,
it is really crazy. I was like, is this real? Like, I couldn't even believe it. Right. And then my hairdresser, she's so funny. She was like, well, that lets me know if I'm ever an actress, I want to be in a romantic movie. Don't put me in no movie with no gun or nothing.
unless it's like a Madea film.
Right, huh? Something. Okay.
Gosh. Okay. So next topic I wanted to get into is Uzi and Lil Nas X. So apparently there was a tweet tweeted on his Twitter, and you know, it was slandering Lil Nas X and calling him the F word and all these other things. But I guess now saying that it wasn't him, he got hacked. And now it's talking about they might be doing a song together.
What? See, I didn't hear all that. The last thing I heard was that Lil Boosie had told Nas X to kill himself. And I was like, that's a little too far. Now they're having a song together?
I think that's what they're trying to put out there to, you know what I mean? Kind of balance things and cool down the drama.
Let's do it in the order of operations.
Right.
Lil Nas X posted a tweet saying that he was going to do a song with Lil Bootsy. And then the next thing was like a video clip of the potential song. And he was in the caption saying how he was going to do the song with Lil Bootsy, tagging him. And so Bootsy then gets on Twitter and says, stop trolling me, you little... replies back saying, oh, you something like, you're upset that I'm telling you that I'm telling everybody that we're doing a song together. And then that's when he said what you said, Nisha, about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Started calling.
So I don't know if it's really going to be a song.
Yeah. After all that, I feel like there should be an apology or something before a song, because that's a little, I was like, man.
Right.
I was like, I thought that, because I didn't know all that had happened, but I still thought that, you know, you're telling somebody to, like, kill themselves. That's a lot. Like, that's just too much. Like, you have to really hate somebody to want them to just die, you know, especially just over internet stuff. So I thought that was a lot. If they have a song together, I'm really glad to see artists kind of squash their differences. So, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that. That'd be actually good
right.
if they did that. That shows, you know what I mean, that they actually can get along.
Yeah. You know, put differences aside for the money. Why not?
Right. And why not? Like, and I obviously said everybody, like, because those obviously they're on two different sides of the spectrum. Like, Lil Nas X is Lil Nas X, and Lil Boosie is Lil Boosie. But you know, who says that someone super hood can't hang out with someone that's like, you know, fruity? You know what I mean? Why not? Like, why can't everybody just be themselves but still be friends? That's how I feel. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be you're right and I'm and you're wrong. Like, you're right and I'm wrong, or whatever. Right. That's how I feel anyway about it. You know, we were all created different for a reason.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or not even to feel like I'm trying to force something on you. Because I feel like in the community of people, we as heterosexual people tend to feel as though the other side likes to force themselves on us with their ideas and their agenda, right? Kind of like how they feel about the church. So... I feel like with Bootsy, he feels like, don't say I'm doing a song with you if I'm really not doing a song. And then don't try to, I don't really want to hang out with you because guilty by association. You know, all these years I've been bashing. I don't think that now is going to be the time. And it's a cute idea for Lil Nas X to like try to troll him to get the song done, or to even try to get the audience to say, hey, maybe y'all should do a song and then maybe work it out. But I think it was just not the right timing or the right artist to do that with, because Bootsy has made it very, very clear before there was a Lil Nas X that he is not with the Homo sapiens. He is not with that.
Oh, see, I don't know much about Lil Boosie, so I didn't know that this was like all the way back that he had said all that. Like, I didn't know that he was like little. I thought it was just Lil Nas X that he was against. I didn't know he was against like the whole community, you know?
Yeah, it's not just Lil Nas. Not him as an individual. It's the whole as a whole. And then to tag along, it's like, you know, this is the one person who's in that community. Because there's other artists that are, you know, in that community. There's a whole bunch of us. I mean, them.
I'm definitely in that community.
I am an artist. I'm not a part of the community.
I know. You're talking about me. I'm definitely fruity.
I mean, you know, I like me some Fruit Loops. But,
yeah,
you know, I
that's what I'm talking about. Here,
but I mean, but,
the Rainbow Coalition, that's going to be us,
you know, why can't we all be a part of it? That was my other question. Just a side note.
You
know,
you can.
You know how they say have the non-binary, where you say they, them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pronoun.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
what if someone who is heterosexual just wants to be non-binary? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can do that, because, yeah, from what I understand, non-binary, because my daughter just came out as non-binary, and they just want to be called, you know, they, them, but non-binary isn't always specific to sexuality and what you like. It's kind of like what you want to be known as, you know, a person as well. So you could be non-binary, you don't want to be called he, she, but if, you know, you would still date, you know, a man, or you still date a woman, it's kind of like, you know, you're free reign.
Okay. They need to publicize that. Because let me tell you where my mind goes when I see the little quotation marks with the them. I say automatically, oh yeah, that's a dude I can't talk to because he got a them and then they and then, you know, they.
Oh, really?
Well, you went. I don't want to impose.
Yeah, I mean, they would still, you know, date women. It just depends on what they like sexually, or both, or, you know what I mean? Nowadays, it's like, I feel like the everyone's just so free, kind of like sexually. It's great, though. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You have more choices in the world. Remember how back in the day, you used to only be able to date, like, man, woman. Like, you know what I mean? Now you can date anything you want. Isn't that wonderful? Except animals. No animals.
No animals.
No animals.
And no baby.
Yeah, no, hell no. Definitely no baby. No. Oh, gosh. No, please don't pull it R. Kelly.
No, like, you know, it was funny, too. I was out at the bar a couple weeks ago, and there's this guy, he's, you know, transsexual. And please forgive me if I sound ignorant, you guys, but I'm still, you know.
Oh, no, you thought it's transsexual is the actual word for a trans. Okay, I think that they just say trans now. Okay, yeah.
Unless he's a cross-dresser, which means he's not trans nothing.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, the cross-dresser is just a drag queen. Like, you're a man that likes to dress as a woman.
Right. Okay. Because I've seen him once dressed like a woman, and then the next time I saw him, he was dressed as a man. I said, yeah, bro, you know, and he was like, that's ma'am. That's ma'am to you.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Like, I'm still learning all this stuff myself. But, you know, it's like, you got to be careful now what you say and how you approach people because of all of this, you know, people want to be identified by the proper pronouns and stuff. And then, or against that, and then some people embrace it. But I felt bad because I made that mistake of, you know, calling him bro when really you know, identified as a she. So,
but how would you have known?
You apologize?
Right, I saw him when he was dressed like a woman, and I actually saw his Instagram. He flips back and forth, but yeah, the second time I saw him, he was dressed like a guy, and.
That's what confuses me. I don't got time.
Right, I was just kind of like,
and I'm sorry if I sound ignorant, but I don't have time. Like, please pick a side, please. Because how am I supposed to know? Like, if yesterday you was dressed this way, and then 2 weeks later I see you dressed like this,
right? Shouldn't you keep the same energy every time if you're gonna do that? Or I don't know. But
right,
yeah, because it's like, yeah, because I don't know, because like most trans people, they do, you know, they pick a side. So it's like, so the one that you saw, maybe he was like just a drag queen, or I know like some men, they like to kind of dress half the time this way and half the time that way, because it's like they like to feel beautiful and stuff. But I don't see like how they would be offended, because you're not like doing it on purpose, and you're not on purposely saying this and that, and he corrected you and you apologized for it, and you know. Yeah. Or she corrected you and apologized for it. So, you know what I mean? Because I think they know, like, when you're trying to do that on purpose versus you just don't know, you right. know?
I was just being respectful because I was like, okay, you're a guy. Like, maybe that was just one time you were like that, or, you know, or like you said, cross-dresser or whatever. But no, he identified a woman. So, you know, I'm like, this is what... we all have to educate ourselves about if we want to.
Absolutely. They're supposed to start teaching that in schools and stuff too. I mean, it's supposed to be like a, you know, a really big thing where so that, you know, even kids now can be sensitive, and they can like kind of know like what to say so they can have a full understanding, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds like an issue. I hope they go to a class or something first.
I think it's going to be like in sexual education or something like that.
No, I mean like the teachers or whoever is going to be instructing this. Hopefully they're like like a class where they're learning the term.
Yeah, because I don't know. Because, you know, a lot of the teachers
just look at
them. Yeah, you're right.
And then just, well, okay, so today class, this is what we're going to learn.
Right, you're right, because if the teacher is not like used to that, you're right, if the teacher isn't used to that, they're not gonna know like how to teach it,
right? And you guys, they can be teaching it wrong, and then there's a whole group of 30 kids who's gonna be saying the wrong stuff,
walk around.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Misinformation for real.
No,
I don't know nothing. I'm learning with y'all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm with y'all, like, you know, y'all, we don't mean no harm to the community or anything. We just all trying to educate ourselves so that we don't offend people, you know?
Right.
But,
right.
You know, it was crazy. This happened like a couple years ago. It made it to news and everything. A transgender came into a child, I'm sorry, came into I think it was like first grade, second grade class. And mm-hmm. he was reading a book. And I think the book was, you know, supposed to be educating the kids about the, you know, transgender community. And ding ding pops out in front of the kids.
What? How? It popped out of his dress. It popped out of her dress or his dress. What were they dressed as?
She was wearing a skirt and reading to the kids, had her legs crossed, and she uncrossed her legs, and the thing just came out. You could look it up. You could Google pictures of it. And
It looked like there should have been like some, but it looked like she should have had some underwear on or something. What happened to the underwear?
Hello? Hello?
So I don't know what happened to the underwear. I'm confused about that.
Yeah. And so,
God,
it pissed a lot of parents off. I'm not sure what happened after the fact. I know a lot of parents complained, but I don't know if they did any legal, anything legal. But that right there, I was just like, whoa.
Yeah. You know? I don't think it would have been anything legal since she didn't do it on purpose, because it's not like she was like flashing the kids. But my thing is, it seemed like it was more like kind of like not being conscious of kind of like the kind of bottoms that they wore or she wore, you know,
being comfortable, you know what I mean? And
yeah. Oh my goodness. And I can imagine she was probably really embarrassed too. I would have ran out of there.
Wait, so what would you guys do if your kids witnessed that?
Oh my gosh, that's definitely a conversation that we would have to have a sex ed conversation right then and there. Yeah, I would just have to say, you know, sometimes that would be a good way to like bring it in, because there's no way for them to unsee it. So you're just going to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. We're still educating ourselves about it. So like, how are we going to have a conversation with our children? You know, we're, like you said, that's why school, if they end up teaching the kids more about it, they'll probably know more than us, because we're, you know, just kind of like doing our own thing and concentrate on bills and everything. But
yeah, right. It's all about the bills, you know, and me, because I've been in the community for a long time, you know, just, but, you know, this is still something even new to me that I'm kind of like just educating myself on, because I want to be as educated as possible. Like, you know, because I'm a bisexual woman and I do identify as that. But, you know, as far as like the trans stuff, there's still stuff that I'm even learning, you know? And so I want to be like an expert. I want to be able to, you know, just be able to teach myself about it.
Right. No, that's great. That's good. And, you know, it's people's choice, right? Just like with politics, mm-hmm. with religion. You know, we mm-hmm. do believe and join the movement with certain organizations, certain people, and some don't. You know, it's just like, I just wish the world wouldn't hate each other over, you know, over who they voted for, what religion you are, what color you are. But you know,
now they've added if you're vaccinated or non-vaccinated, so it's like you have that whole divide.
Look,
man,
I tried to go to San Francisco and I forgot my vaccination cards, and they did not let me into this event. And I was just like, are you serious? Like, I'm like, you mean to tell me all 100 of these people showed a vaccination card? And, you know, security,
like, that's what happened to me too. Yeah, when I went to Hamilton, me and my friend, we had to go all the way back home to get our vaccination cards. But they said, just take a picture of it, just have it on your phone.
Oh, that's...
Because they're going to start doing that.
Uh-oh, people got Photoshop.
Right. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I forgot about that, the Photoshop. Oh, man, you mean I didn't really have to get vaccinated? I could have just did that, man, darn it.
That is so funny.
For real. Help, you know, Yeah.
Crazy.
Don't tell nobody. Cut that part out, Kilda, when you post this.
I know, right? Right. Dude, look. I'll end up taking this video off again.
Well, I know. Oh my gosh.
Everyone, do everything that's right and do it legally. Do it legally.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. Well, Diamond, you got anything else?
No. I thought you had one more topic.
I do. Okay. I do. So Kodak Black, I just want to make sure I get this Correct. Kodak Black, he tweeted something about, like, if he cheats on a girl, whatever, you know, he'll deal with the consequences, or just, you know, he's not tripping. But if a girl cheats on him, then he's going to be pretty upset, like, to where people are saying he could dish it out, but he can't take it. So.
Yeah, that's a nope for me. That's definitely no. That's not fair. If you're cheating, I'm cheating, period. That's I don't understand what the hell. Why are you? No, I don't think anybody should cheat. I don't want to put that out there. But yeah, it's a two-way street. So there's just no way.
Wow. But it's not like petty to say, okay, well, if he cheats, I'm a cheat. Like, shouldn't we try to reason and or either bring up that person?
Right. That's true. I think it is the pettiness, revengeful person in me. Like, okay, so you went to go have some fun. I'm going to go have some fun. And then we're going to, like, because we definitely can't reconcile it unless I've had my revenge first. You know what I mean? So let's say you cheat on me and then you want me to forgive you. Okay, but I'm going to have to go have some fun real quick too. And then I'm going to come back. Then we can start from scratch. I don't know if I have the right attitude about it, but I believe an eye for an eye, right?
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
What are you?
I'm a Taurus and an Aries. So I.
Oh, what are you, Kelvin? Yeah.
I'm an Aries.
You're an Aries, yeah. Yeah. So you guys already know about that petty Betty, huh? Oh,
we sure do.
Hell yeah.
It's always
whatever you can do, I can do better.
Right, because especially I find that happen a lot with men. It's like they will cheat and cheat and cheat, and they want their woman to just sit there and just be the wife that has dinner ready when they get home from cheating. And nope, that's not what's gonna happen over here.
Not even there. You better get a TV.
Yeah. Now, yeah, the TV. That's he's gonna have a TV dinner waiting for him, huh?
Yeah, no,
hell yeah.
I do believe in revenge, but, you know, I want to make sure the revenge matches what that person did to me. I wouldn't want to, like, go over the top, you know what I mean? Where,
oh, that makes sense.
You know, you throw in his.
So, like, you're saying, like, that makes sense. So, you're saying, like, if he kissed somebody, then you'll just go kiss somebody. You know what I mean? You're not going to go to the next level. Oh, that makes
sense. You know what I mean? And come,
yeah.
Pickies all on my neck, and yeah.
Yeah,
but, you can't control the other person like that. Y'all might be hot and heated, and then
and
you got these hickeys on your neck.
Right. I feel like if somebody puts a hickey on your neck though, and they know you're in a relationship, they're just a fucking hater.
They are.
They're a fucking.
Damn, I never thought about it like that. That's crazy.
See, like, they know you're in a relationship. Why the fuck? That's what it is. They want you to fucking get caught.
Miss Petty Betty over here. If I know that the nigga got a girlfriend and he over here in my face, you get something to go home
with. You're putting hickeys all over him, huh?
Because you about to get something in the face because you got one right here, you got one right here.
Yeah, and don't forget to leave your panties in his car. That's a good one, too. Oh, leave your panties in his car. That. Your G-string.
Right underneath the
seat. Yeah. Yeah, put it under the seat to where it's like, you know, he won't see it, but like she's going to see it because she's doing some laundry or something and she's going to go under the seat. Oh, that's some good stuff right there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, but I guarantee you'll be getting a phone call like, hey, you know, she kicked me out.
Yeah,
so for real, getting the phone call.
Right, we should probably be charging people for this. We shouldn't say no more. We should charge people for this advice.
Oh yeah.
What
could a guy leave at? I'm trying. Oh, a used condom.
Yep.
Just put a used condom in the car, because especially if she's married and she's not using nothing with her husband, he's gonna know damn well. Right, you leave the wrapper. Because he's going to know damn well that he didn't use the condom. If they've been married for 20 years and she's cheating, like, whose condom is this? That's.
I mean, if you was at your house and you had the little sneaky sneak going on, then he could probably leave his boxers.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can you be sitting here like, I have no idea who boxers is. this? Why you doing?
Yeah.
Right. It's not like you keep track of dudes' boxes. You know, like,
well, most women be done wash their man's boxes enough to know what they got.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we need to write a book. The three of us, we need to get together and write a book about this shit. Okay. Like,
I'm totally down.
How to get your man or your woman.
Right? Well, didn't Vivica Fox come out with the film too? Could play that game? Isn't that what?
Oh, was that a book? That was a movie, though, wasn't
it?
Was that a movie?
I think it came from a book, but yeah, I've seen. They did two of them, and it aired on BT a while ago. But
oh yeah,
it's just, you know, man,
it was a good ass movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
That's one. Mm-hmm. You get all your tips from there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Especially when she talks to the camera and she freezes and she's like, yeah. Tip number one, if a man does this, you do this, and then
yeah. Yeah.
Better sex tomorrow. You know what I mean? Whatever. So that's, yeah. Y'all better be paying us for this. We giving y'all some real good girl advice, relationship advice.
Right.
Cheating advice.
I mean, this for real. For everybody, if they just switch the roles around.
Yeah. Cash app us.
Oh my God, crazy. Well, that was our last subject for today. So,
well, thank you so much. This has been so fun with you beautiful ladies.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. It was fun meeting you and talking to you too, Nisha.
Yes, thank you for having me on. And then everybody can definitely follow me at Nisha the Author on Instagram.
Woo!
And check out my books on Amazon.
Especially the porn one.
Right.
Yes, especially the porn one. Well, I guess I know what you guys will be doing tonight.
That's for that book.
Yeah.
Googling like,
well, make sure you guys DM me with so I could be able to send you guys your signed copies.
Okay, nice. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Cool. All
right. Thank you. I'll see you ladies on the 14th.
Yes. Thank you guys for watching, Diamond. You know what I'm saying?
You know, thank you guys for watching and tuning in. Please be sure that if you are interested in modeling these berets as we got called tinks, go to www.weartinks.com and sign up for November 14th to model in Oakland. You guys, thank you for tuning in. It is COVID out there, so wear your mask. Sanitize your hands. Please use Lysol. Sorry. I just had, real quick.
Yes.
I had a moment because I work with the public. And I had a moment at work today where I realized they are not cleaning the way they're supposed to. So it was just like, this is gross.
Oh, so
please,
shit.
Use that Lysol. Use that bleach. Clean, please.
Rocks.
If you're not cleaning, you're going to be sick and you're spreading it around to people. You may not know you're sick. You might just be spreading it. So please be safe for yourself. Wear your mask for yourself. Don't be worried about nobody else. Just put your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the people, you forget, you got it down on your nose like that, and they say, oh, don't give them no lip. Just put your mask back on because it's for you. It's not for no one else. It's for you. It was good talking to you ladies, and it was good talking to you guys in the chat. Please be sure to tune in. We're on Spotify and Apple Music now. Anything else you want to say?
Yay!
No, I mean, y'all was in. As you know what I'm saying? Y'all was great.
Have a great night. You guys are wonderful.
All right.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Woo-hoo.